Ruining the laws of Shabbos, we're in the first malacha, that of Zareah, which can be found a bit of this malacha in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, in the Ramah Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, as we'll be discussing in a moment. Before we see that, the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos introduces us to another potential issue of Zareah, which literally has to do with planting or sowing. We've mentioned that also would include watering, not only watering your plants, but also inadvertently spilling water from your cup onto a grassy area. It says, Aser mishum malacha zu, lahamid parochim o anfe ilan sheish ben parochim b'mayim. Assume that a person gets flowers, it's always a nice thing. But the question is, if you have them on Shabbos, are you allowed to put them to water? So if you have these flowers or branches that come forth from a tree, so you're not allowed to put them into a vase filled with water. Because there's a possibility, assuming there's a possibility, that by putting these flowers into the water, that the buds are going to open up, and therefore the water is going to cause it to grow. And then he says in brackets, in parentheses, v'chein hadin imesh chash shel shargidol. It's not even 100%. So unless you're an expert in how flowers grow, probably erring on the side of caution is best. But let's say there's absolutely no possibility that this is going to grow by putting into water. It depends. If, first of all, you know for sure that it's not going to grow, then there's a distinction. If Kfar omdu meboid yom b'mayim, if on Shabbos or before it was already in a vase, it was already in water, she'oz im hoitziyim min hamayim, if you take them out for whatever reason that you would do so, mutter gam hachzir motoich ois hamayim, you can put them back into the same water source. Again, only a situation where you know definitively that the water is not going to cause the flowers to open up or to open up more. Let's say that it was not in water ever, even though perhaps it will never grow. And you want to now, for the first time on Shabbos, put these flowers into water. Let's say you have water, which often happens, you see that the water is kind of dirty, and perhaps you have a vase which is like glass, so it's unbecomely to having this dirty water on your table. So you may wish to change that dirty water for fresh water. So it says that if you wish to exchange mayim b'shabbos, the chen afilu hoisiv mayim, even to add water, that's she'asa. That's something which you're not allowed to do. The yesh lasos al zeh she'os chacham. As the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos does, because it's very abbreviated, these halachos, he doesn't paskin when it comes to areas which it's shady areas of gray, and therefore often he says that you should do more research into this topic. So actually this is discussed in the Ramah at greater length. And the way that the Ramah begins actually seems to be very, very makel, very lenient. He says, "Umutu lahamid anfi ilanos b'mayim b'shabbos." The Ramah says you're allowed to put these branches from trees into water on Shabbos, provided that there are no flowers, there's no rose petals there, because it's possible, as was already cited, that putting these flowers into water, may cause these flowers to open up. And then you will have violated the malach of Zareah of planting, of sowing on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this further, even though, again, it seems like a leniency, but the Mishnah Berurah defines this a little bit at greater length than that which we just saw in the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. He says, Ratzel the Olimar, the Shom Avor, the Enim Mutter B'Shabbos, the only time it's permissible to put flowers into water, Ki'im Lahach, Lahachsir B'mayim, only it's in a situation where you want to put them back into water. Shom Dumo B'Kfar B'Erev Shabbos, and here he says, on Friday already they were in a vase, and you took them out for whatever reason. You wanted to show people your beautiful flowers, you took them out, and you want to put them back in, so in that situation, it's allowed. V'lohoisiv oid mayim sayinim. As he mentioned, you're not allowed to add any more water, cold water. You can't add any water to it. V'kol shekein shulahachav mayim legamri. You can't exchange the dirty water for clean water, says Mishnah Berurah. V'fizeh hu Tikasa mikoyden mutil hamidan. Even though the Ramah, just a simple reading of the Ramah, says you're allowed to put them into water, these flowers, haynu hachzirun b'shabas l'soichan. It's only referring to putting them back. If ilim kfar nitlu mehen, even though you already took them out, you can put them back. But no one holds, you can actually on Shabbos take those flowers and put them into a vase if they were never there before. And the last sentence I'd like to share with you, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should also know, if there are any flowers connected to these flowers, which is mostly the situation, she just take branches with nothing on them. You're not even allowed to return flowers back in. Again, because of this chash, there's a concern that possibly what will end up happening is that the flowers will bud, and therefore a person will have violated the malacha of Sardaya.